Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Kathleen Wolt, registered medium in Lilydale, and I am here to do a call-in show today. So this is for Connect with Spirit, giving messages to you with your loved ones in mind. And please do call us in. Our number that you want to reach us at on Blog Talk is 818-739-8818. So please do give us a call and we'll see what we can do for giving a spirit message to you. Spirit's always waiting. Spirit's always there. And I'm happy to bring them through for you. We are on the medium's porch here in the 175th year of spiritualism. And this past Friday, I had a wonderful time. I went out to Hydesville for the first time. This is my first time out there. It's no longer called Hydesville. It is Newark, New York. But this is the location of the Fox sisters' initial experience with the spirit world. And their experience brought around a whole bunch of attention to the fact that there is phenomena that spirit lives on. And they've really contributed to the foundation of spiritualism. And so we honor this date of March 31st every year as the turning of the calendar to the first day of spiritualism and the initial beginning of that. This year is 175 years. Now, if you're familiar with the story of the Fox sisters, they are the children that were born of the Fox family. And this was a family that moved into this small little house out in what was then called Hydesville. And there were other people that had resided in the home prior to that that also heard the knockings, and they promptly moved out. The Fox sisters and the Fox family moved in, and those girls and the mother and a neighbor all got together to try and understand what the rappings were about, and they deciphered that there had been a murder in the home and that this murder took place probably about 5 years prior to the Fox family being there. And then it just unfolded from there, where the Fox sisters went forward from that experience after the town and many, many hundreds of people had experienced and witnessed this same rapping situation, the noises, the bangings that the family had experienced. They went forward and the girls themselves started getting shown around and toured and sitting in seances for others to bring about the awareness that there is a chance for spirit to communicate with us from the other side. It's called Beyond the Veil, the other side, from the spirit world. There's many different ways that people have referred to where we go when we transition. In spiritualism, we often call it the Summerland. What I'm here to do today on the medium's porch, we are going to connect with spirit. That means I'm going to receive callers and I'm going to connect with spirit for you to deliver mediumship messages. I am a registered medium in Lilydale, New York, and I have been doing readings since 2009 when I graduated from the Fellowships of the Spirit program. There's a two-year program that they have, and this two-year program introduced me to what I already had going on in my life and gave me a greater sense of understanding of what that was and what it meant and why I always felt different from other people and how I perceive things. And it was really fun. I have to say, when you're called to do something, when you love doing something, and when it's in your design, your DNA, so to speak, your spiritual DNA, to be of service in some capacity for spirit, it really becomes a lot. It always has been a lot of who I am. I needed to have a framework. I needed to have a relevant point of reference, because as a child, when it was happening to me, I wasn't aware of what it was all about. And with the authority figures around me experiencing what I was sharing with them, they were unnerved by it, and they basically put me down to being the creative person I was and am, but also highly imaginative. And so, you know, hearing that kind of feedback and not having a context for what this is about and how it might serve others, I basically worked with the spirit world in a very, I like to have fun and say that it's a cross-training way. So I became a dancer, an artist. I did music, anything creative, anything that cross-trained that right brain to access symbology and communication in a more abstract way. It's really helped me. And when I went into the fellowships program, this was something that really opened up for me. And I felt, I got to say, it was like my little inner five-year-old was saying, yay, finally. So it has been a little bit of a journey to get to the place where I started doing service for others and calling myself a medium. However, I haven't looked back. This is just such an honor and such a rich experience. I really, truly enjoy watching others recognize that they're not alone and to make connections within themselves, their own spirit, because we are indeed spirit in physical form. Spirit first. We often tend to get caught up in the physical world. We often tend to distract ourselves, detach ourselves from our spiritual aspects. They're always there. And the beautiful thing about our spirit guides and our loved ones in spirit is they really never give up on us, even though we might think that they should. But keep going, keep striving to be in connection with your divine self. This is well worth the effort. And I appreciate anyone calling in today. We do have a caller. I'm going to go to our caller in a second here. But what I want to say about the mediumship, especially for our callers, is that I'm going to be mediumship, not psychic readings today. So I'm going to connect to the spirit world, listen and surrender to what they want to share. Sometimes the spirit world comes through with messages we're kind of surprised by. So always come open and be ready to accept the unexpected. Recognize that as I speak with you, I would like you to answer and respond. There's no problem with you answering me with a quick yes, no, I don't know, or maybe. I don't want you giving me information. I'm getting all that information from spirit as best as I can. There's no questions per se. So if this was a psychic call, then we might be saying, hey, how can I help you today? What psychic information do you want? What we're doing today is allowing the intelligence of the spirit world to pronounce what they want to share with you and to bring you the support that they perceive would be useful to you today. Recognize anything that's coming in. You always have free will. You always can listen to these spirit helpers, family members, spirit guides in a way that you can recognize, hey, you know, this is good for me. This is something that is going to invoke and give me insight. I always recommend that you give it consideration, especially if it's something that you haven't considered yet. But as you know, spirit is here in love. Nothing less than love comes through. They're coming in with their character, their personality intact, their opinions. So keep in mind that you're speaking to people who have walked the earth plane, people that were in life, people that you may have only known one side of, one perspective of. People come in with a lot of different angles as they understand themselves. Please open up, allow yourself to recognize that there is a lot of possibility in the world. There are a lot of people that care about you, even if you didn't expect it. And I'm going to go to my caller now. And caller, when you come on, I would ask you just to simply let me know your first name and I'll take it from there. So let's bring you in. Hey, caller. Hello. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I must have gotten cut off in the way. I am good. Thank you. What is your first name?
My first name is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Just for the sake of our listeners, for the fun of it, where are you calling us in from? What state or province or country?
Sure. Chicagoland area in Illinois.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling us today. This is great.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, of course. Sorry to cut you off there.
No.
Yes, definitely. So I'm going to tune in here. I will say a prayer because I like to do that. To the highest and best, and that'll be the rest of the conference to call in. Infinite Spirit, O God, as we open the door to communication, we give thanks for being the Lord's spokesperson with love, truth, wisdom, and understanding of the highest. Amen.
Amen.
Great. Jenna, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. If you are you on your phone or are you on a computer or a phone device with a way that you can turn the sound down?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I will.
The reason I want to do that is there's background noise. It may make it difficult. But if I ask for a response,
okay, yeah.
I'll wait a moment for you to reply. You can pull the sound back up. Does that make sense?
Yes, that sounds good. Will do.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So, Jenna, as soon as I tap into spirit for you here, I feel the essence of a gentleman coming through. And the man that's coming through, he's giving me a sense that he's showing me a picture. He's showing me a picture of a very peaceful graveyard. And he's showing me the calm, or he's letting me feel the calm that he feels from the inside out. But he's also showing me the calmness of this site and this location. And he gives me a sense that he's enjoying these birds. Now, this may be relevant to when he was here in the physical world, that he liked birds. I just know that he is very, very much in a good place. So hopefully he'll give us more evidence here. But I do know that he wants you to be aware that he's in this graveyard. It's calm. There's a peacefulness to it. Now, as he continues to speak, he gives me a word that my mom used to use. My mom used to be a nurse, and she said that when people, before they passed, they would do something called chain stoking. I'm not a nurse and I'm not a doctor, but this phrase is coming through to me, and he's giving me this phrase. So I know for sure that what this means is that toward the end of his life, he would have had some sort of difficulty with his breath. This chain stoking, if I remember correctly, is related to that, because that's what it feels like to me. It feels like I'm having something with my breath that is constricted. So I want to offer you that. So he's offering me chain stoking. He's telling me he's at peace. He gives me a sense that he was very much a physical hugger, someone that would be demonstrative with his emotions. And he also gives me a sense that he did suffer from symptoms related to inhaling smoke. He's letting me inhale smoke. So again, when I get my people coming in and talking about health issues, I'm always feeling it from the inside out. So you can turn your volume up and just make sure we're still connecting here. Do you understand a gentleman in the spirit world that had maybe this chain stoking, referencing some respiratory issues, and also I smell this smoke, and he had some symptoms related to that. Would that make sense to you so far?
Yes, it's actually kind of similar to, two people, kind of similar.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so we'll keep going with that to narrow that down for you. I know that as soon as we finish hearing from you on that, when you said yes, more information is just flooded in, and I see him showing me muscles, like double bicep, take a picture of me, I've got muscles, okay? So there's something we need to remember about him where he had strength. He talks about the shape he was in. So that's how he wants to reference it. He wants to reference the shape he was in. So this is obviously before he was having some condition toward the end there. He wants that to be remembered, okay? He also shows me that he was one, and he's kind of chuckling at himself at this. I always think it's fun when we self-deprecate because, you know, we're all fallible, but he's having a chuckle about this. He said he was one that would read instructions first before he would apply his knowledge, okay? So this was important to him to read. Now, he also shows you that he pushed you on a swing. He's taking me quickly to a memory here. So we've got three more pieces of information. He's showing me him pushing you on a swing when you were younger. He loved spending time with you. He shows you as a young girl, and I'm just going to describe this a little bit more. You were always very gracious toward him. You were always trying to give him things. So the relationship he's trying to show here, he's trying to show that you and he had a good relationship. It wasn't just authority figure child. It was some kind of bond here where there was love and sharing. Okay, so I need to bring that up. Feel free to respond to that. Yes, no, do you understand who this is?
Somewhat, yes. Like some dynamics of that, yes.
I hope that relates, narrows it down, but we'll keep talking because sometimes in the message they also make it more clear as well. He gives me a sense of being the kind of man that really was honoring of his own rhythm, honoring of the way he did things. He wasn't one, and this goes back a little bit to that statement he was making about the instructions. He would read instructions first. He was very clear about protocols and societal mores and how things were done. And yet at the same time, I can feel that he had this creative spark where when he went out into the world, when he worked with other people, he would want to express his unique contribution. He wasn't so much the one that would take hearsay, say from a television program, and just keep spreading it. He wanted to know things. And he really gives me a sense of that. He gives me a sense that he was a protector of his family. This was very much so. And he comes in and gives you a kiss on the head. He gives you a great big squeeze. I really feel a father's energy with this. And yet when he showed me on the swing, I feel like I'm with somebody that's a little bit older. So this may be either a close uncle or a grandfather. I do not feel this as a father energy now. We've gone this far into it and I'm picking up his energy. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Now, do you also understand that he would blush easily? He's showing me here he would blush easily. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay, you may not have known him from that point of view? Sorry, go ahead. Okay, no, all right. So he might be making a joke, but I know that he's smiling when he says this, and he says he blushes easily. So if he is known to be sarcastic, then you'll know he's being ironic here. But I know that he's showing me that. He says he blushes easily. He also shows me here heavier work boots. He said that was his favorite, and I want to use the word gig. Okay, so I use the word gig when I'm talking about works or projects or places I have to show up and give service to. I, as a lay person, you know, on the side with friends, I say, hey, I got a gig tonight. So he's saying when he would show up for gigs, he is showing these heavy work boots. And he says that was his favorite thing. There's a real salt of the earth kind of fellow with him, even though I feel this nice balance that we had talked about where he is obviously able to read, but obviously would want to know how best to show up for other people. So that's a great deal of consideration that he would show. He talks about you being very much like him in that, that you yourself, Jenna, you're someone that wants to do things. He calls it the right way. So you are considerate of others. You try to follow the norms. And yet at the same time, you don't fully conform. You recognize that your individualism and your sense of self-power, self-empowerment is very much a valuable contribution. And he gives me a sense that there may be children here. I know I heard children in the background and young people noises in the background there before I asked you to turn the volume down. So I'm just letting you know I'm not getting it from there, but he shows a child here and he shows that you're good with children. He talks about you being a woman who walks her talk. And this makes his chest get big. This makes him feel very, very proud. So he wants to make sure you're aware of that. Is this making sense to you, please?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Beautiful, Jenna. I'm so glad. Now, he brings in a woman. We don't have another caller just yet, so I'll bring in another woman for you here. She's coming in, and she talks about him being a handful when he was young. So we're going back a generation with this woman. She is talking about him, and she said, you are a star to him. Okay, so you really inspired him. She's acknowledging that. When she comes in, she talks about wasting away. And this is a sad thing she's showing us, but please don't get sad. She is telling us that she wasted away toward the end of life, whatever her condition was or whether this is old age. She gives me a sense as I say that out loud. It's more of an old age thing for her. But whatever this was, these things, she gives me a sense of piling up. Like this happened and then that happened. And so she's showing me a multitude of little things that added up toward the end. But she said nothing made her prouder than how he fathered his children. So she wants you to be aware of that. And then she brings it over and redirects it toward you. And as she redirects it toward you, she concurs with him and she is saying, indeed, you know, you're doing a great job. You're doing a fabulous job of living your life and being the parent, being the extension of their own legacy. And she's very, very happy about it, that, and wanted to mention that to you. Now, she also brings in to me a wreath. Now, the wreath that she's bringing in is covered in poppies. Now, I am from Canada, and poppies are used very often by the Legion and the veterans organizations over there, especially in November. They often come in a wreath form. Whenever I get a wreath with poppies on it, we are speaking of someone that was in the military. So that's my symbol for that. So I want to mention that she is bringing forward some information about someone that was in the military. And the man that is here with us, he just said shot. So there is someone we know that was shot, and then we have this military connection. Are you understanding the connection between these two things, please, Jenna?
I'm understanding some form of like service, yes, like in okay. the army or military, or, but not necessarily the shot part, but I'm sure there's, you know, stuff you just don't know.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Yeah, he was just, I don't usually say anything about the trauma of things at a great detail unless it's related to our connections. So I just want to offer that. He gives me the word, just the word shot. I don't have any feeling. I'm going to go back to him and allow him to expound on that a little bit. He talks about camaraderie. And he talks about how important it is for us to stick together. So if you know someone that has been in the military, he gives me a sense of someone in the living that has been in a military service of some type. So he is refining this a little bit more. We want to talk and address this person from both of these spirit communicators. They want to bring this forward for that person, and they want to talk about how we need to stick together, how we need to support one another. So this is interesting because he is actually showing me that people can get very, and I know we talk a lot about now mental health, but he talks about how it can be easily a problem for our veterans. And he gives me a sense of the emotional flat line that can happen with veterans. And so listeners, as well as Jenna, I think what they're bringing through is something quite relevant in our spiritual understanding, that we want to be of support of those people that have seen horrific things and put on the front lines. And so whoever this relates to in your understanding in the living, please make that people are aware that sometimes stepping in and sometimes, you know, just he's showing me ice cream. So there's some connection with ice cream and the person that we're wanting to step in and support. So it's not so much as a counseling thing that we're supporting. It's just normal life activities and interaction. And I feel that they're both I feel very relaxed now that I've said that. So both of them seem to have a mission here today to deliver that information to you, through you, for others, just our understanding of our veterans and what they need. I also want to talk about the name Kevin comes through. Are you understanding, Jenna, the name Kevin, please?
I know it. My mom's cousin's name is Kevin.
In the living, please. Is this correct?
Correct.
Okay. And do you understand how an airplane relates to Kevin? It's okay if you don't. Just answer yes, no, or maybe.
No.
Okay. I was wondering if you might know. Okay. Might not know. Okay. So they are showing me an airplane connected to Kevin. Okay. So if you understand the reference of airplane and Kevin, they're giving me thumbs up. Okay. So this is a positive piece of information. So if something in the future unfolds, some reference point for this comes up, they are giving me positive vibes around the airplane and its connection with Kevin. So this is something they wanted to make sure and mention. And then the final thing that they're showing me here is something about where you're going, where you're headed, that they want to make sure that you're clear that the activity you're doing physically is good for you. There's still some balancing needing to be done. So if you're doing any kind of fitness, any kind of dietary regimen, they're giving me a sense of weighing for yourself what is best for you, and not the man especially is saying, and this is because you're very similar to him, and I can feel this is why he's saying it. We get under a lot of pressure of how to do things based on the internet and what's the coolest trend. So he wants you to make sure you're listening to your body and not following a trend in whatever this is related to in terms of your personal health and your own efforts to take responsibility for your health. Okay, so he's not a doctor, I'm not a doctor, but there is this impetus to let you know that you want to listen to yourself and not just follow trends, Okay. So it's a reminder I feel like you don't necessarily need because you're like him, but he's bringing it forward just the same. Does this make sense to you, Jenna?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm very glad. So I'm seeing balloons around you. Your spirit guides are showing me balloons. Balloons are a symbol for me. Okay. So it's not a spirit message from your family. It is something from the guides. And just as I was about to close out with you, they want to give you balloons of joy. Okay. Balloons for me are happiness and joy. So it's a little bit on the psychic side of things coming in as a symbol, but we know this is from your spirit guides. And so it's ending on a happy note for you to let you know things are going well and things will continue to go well, at least for the short term, because that's what the balloons are referencing. So I want to leave you with that. I thank you very much for calling in. Pardon me. And perhaps some other time we'll hear you online again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jenna. Be well.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. So we are still here. We are still requesting call-ins. You're welcome to call in. Your number to call in is 739-8818. We're coming close to the end of the show. I would be happy to put a little quick one in there for someone if you do call in. But what I want to mention at this point is I want to reference that you are tuning in to Lilydale Radio, the medium porch. This is the 175th year of spiritualism. There's going to be some photos going up. I had mentioned earlier in the show how I had gone to this event, this ceremony. We had visitors from England. We had visitors from across the area. So we'll be putting up some photos for that on the Lilydale page on Facebook, Lilydale Assembly. The website for Lilydale is lilydaleassembly.org. If you want to get a hold of me, you can find me on Facebook at Spiritual Medium Kathleen. And I would like to suggest to you the Medium's Porch episode. I've set it up so that there's four different types of shows. So there's the About and Around, which is a 15-minute question. I want to make a question and answer show coming up. So this is why I mentioned this. I'll come back to that in a sec. I do the show we're doing today, Connect with Spirit. And then next week, we're going to be having an interview. And so I would suggest that you watch the Lilydale Assembly page on Facebook for the announcement of that, or go to my site and my page. My site is mediumkathleen.com, and also the Facebook page, Spiritual Medium Kathleen, as I said. And then the following, we're going to have Monday Munchin Muse, or we'll have a couple other people coming in. It'll be a few of us bantering and talking about spiritual and mediumship and spiritualism topics. I want to thank you for showing up today. Please make sure that you drop into my site, Spiritual Medium Kathleen on Facebook. Check out the website, lilydaleassembly.org. Or the opportunity to learn more about what's coming this summer for classes. Season starts June 23rd, so be sure to put that on your calendar. Come out and see us. And if you have any questions you want to hear me talk about on the shows, send me a note at mediumkathleen.com. Go to contact and send your questions to me there. We will see you again soon on the Medium's Porch.